弟兄姐妹们平安。
This week's the brother and sister.
我们今年暑假主日信息的主题是一生的果效是由心发出。
The theme in this summer is the heart is the wellspring of the life.
这是根据旧约箴言四章二十三节的一句话。
It's based on the Old Testament Proverbs 4 verses 23.
我们人往往只看重外在的事，而忽略内在的事。
We usually focus on the outside and ignore the inside.
但圣经提醒我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
But the Bible reminds us you have to guard your heart above all.
因为一个人内在的心怀意念会影响他每天外在的言行。
Because what you thought in inside will affect your outside.
会影响他的工作态度、生活目标、优先秩序、时间分配。
Will affect your work attitude, your life goal, your priority and your agenda.
也会影响他的家庭和人际关系。
It also affect your relationship with your family members and interpersonal relationship.
就像耶稣所说的，好树结好果子。坏树结坏果子。
Just like Jesus said, the good tree bears the good fruit, the bad tree bears the bad fruit.
一个人的心必须要正，才会像一棵好树，才会源源不断地结出好果子。
A person must have a good heart, then you have a good bed, like a good tree bears good fruit.
如果心不正，就会像坏树，结坏果子是必然的。
It is certain you have a sinful heart. You just like a bad tree bear bad fruit.
在这几个月，我们每一个主日都会谈一方面跟心有关的实际问题。
We'll talk about the subject related to the heart during all these couple months.
那今天的重点是清洁的心。
Today we'll focus on clean heart.
我选的经文是诗篇五十一篇。
I chose Psalm 51.
这篇诗的标题告诉我们一些背景。
The theme tells us about the background.
大卫和拔示巴犯了奸淫。
David committed adultery with Bathsheba.
神派先知拿单去责备他。
God sent Nathan to reprimand him.
大卫知罪之后就写了这首诗。
After David recognized this, he wrote this psalm.
首先我们先来看看清洁的心有多重要。
Let's look at how important it is to have a clean heart.
在第二节和第七节，大卫重复用了好几个跟清洁有关的动词。
They repeatedly use the word like clean and wash.
这是他向神的祷告。
It is a prayer he gave to the Lord.
求神洗去他的污秽。
He asked the Lord to wash his uncleanness.
我不晓得你是一个爱清洁的人。
I don't know whether you're a hygienic person.
我小时候常常要我爸妈一吹再吹，我才心不甘情愿的去洗澡跟刷牙。
When I was young, I need my parents nag me to go and take shower and brush my teeth.
等到自己做爸爸了，换成是我去叮咛我的小孩去洗澡刷牙。
Now when I became a daddy, it's my turn to nag my kids to take shower and brush teeth.
要一直叮咛，直到他们养成自动自发的习惯为止。
Nagging until they do it spontaneously.
清洁对我们真的有这么重要吗？
Is that so important to us?
先讲牙齿吧。
Let's talk about the teeth.
二十几年前我参加的青年团契里面有两位姐妹去泰国北部短宣。
More than 20 years ago, two sisters in my youth group, they have a short-term ministry in Thailand.
那当地的人对牙齿的清洁重要没有什么概念。
They have no idea about the hygiene.
所以他们牙齿坏损又快又严重。
So that their teeth decay so bad and so fast.
那短宣队里面的牙医生就要求这两位姐妹临时充当助理。
The dentist in the ministry team asked the two sisters to serve as assistant.
他们几天之内拔了几百颗牙。
They extracted hundreds of teeth within a couple of days.
拔到那两位姐妹后来好几天做噩梦。
That's why the two sisters always have nightmare.
再讲洗澡吧。
Let's talk about taking a shower.
小时候我吵着不肯洗澡。
I don't want to take a shower when I was young.
那时候就幻想，哎呀，如果有一天没有人管我，我天天不用洗澡，多开心啊！
I used to fantasize that if someday nobody tell me to take a shower.
那这个梦在1997年终于实现了。
The dream didn't come true until the January 1997.
那年的一月，我到中国安徽农村的家庭教会去教课。
I went to teach in the house church in the countryside of Anhui province.
但因为天气跟环境的原因，我整整十天没有洗澡。
I didn't take shower for about 10 days because of the weather and the circumstances there.
虽然有几次我用毛巾和热水把身体擦一擦，还是觉得很不清爽。
Even though I do the sponge bath, I still feel uncomfortable.
但因为天气很冷，所以我睡觉的时候穿得多，盖的也多。
Because it was cold there, I always wear a lot and cover a lot.
但是有几天夜里醒来，发现全身是汗，哎呀，那真是难受。
When I wake up in the midnight, I feel I'm all wet. I feel uncomfortable.
那还不是我，还不只是我自己难受。
Not only me feel uncomfortable.
后来培训结束之后，我搭飞机经香港去台湾，一路上我真是觉得对不起坐在我旁边的人。
But I also feel bad about the people who sat next to me when I fly from Hong Kong to Taiwan.
身体脏会让人难受。
You don't feel comfortable when you have a dirty body.
内心不清洁也会让人难受。
It's more worse when you have an unclean heart.
在诗篇五十一篇，我们看到几方面内心不清洁会对我们的影响。
We can see a couple of points in the Psalm 51, how the unclean heart affects our life.
第一是失去平安。
First, you lose the peace.
大卫在第三节说：“我的罪藏在我面前。”
In verse 3, David said, "I know my transgressions."
我的罪藏在我面前。
And my sin is always before me.
这句话的意思是，我没有办法不想到我犯的罪。
This reveals us that he cannot help think about his sin.
你有没有过这样的经验？
Have you such experience?
你做了一件不好的事情。
You did a bad thing.
不管有没有别人知道。
No matter that anybody knows it.
他就一直在纠缠着你，让你心中没有平安。
It nagging you conscience.
这是第一方面的影响。
This is the first effect.
第二是失去喜乐。
Second, you lose the joy.
大卫在第八节说：“求你使我听欢喜快乐的声音，使你压伤的骨头可以踊跃。”
In verse 8, David said, "Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bone you have crushed rejoice."
这句话反映出人的内心肮脏污秽时会失去喜乐。
It reveals that we're going to lose the happiness, the joy when you have a dirty heart.
也许我们会想，哎，一些人放纵情欲，还是好像活得很快乐啊。
Maybe we know that some people conform to the evil desire. They seem happy.
但是那是所谓的最终之乐。
But we call that take great delight in evil.
那种乐只会带给人短暂的刺激。
That's only bring you the transient ecstasy.
之后却是长久的空虚和痛苦。
And leave it with long-term void and misery.
第三方面的影响是失去与有神同在的确据。
The third is the loss of a confidence of the God's presence.
大卫在十一节、十二节说：“不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面；不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。”
Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me the willing spirit to sustain me.
罪会使人与圣洁的神隔绝。
Sin will separate us from the Holy God.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪以来，全人类就落入与神隔绝的属灵光景中。
Since Adam and Eve sinned, all humans fall in a separation from the God.
除非罪的问题得到解决，人无法经历到与神同在、以神为乐的甜美。
We cannot experience the reconciliation with God, the joy of being with God, unless the sin has been dealt with.
人甚至会不认识神，不觉得神的存在是一件可信的事。
We even don't know God or think it's incredible that the presence of the God.
那对于已经信主蒙神救赎的人来说
，To the people who have been redeemed,
虽然神的恩典永远会大于我们的过犯
，Although the grace, God's grace is more great than our transgressions.
当我们犯罪心未得洁净之时，我们会像大卫这边讲的一样。
When we sin, we don't have a clean heart. We will be experience the same as David said.
会觉得好像被神丢弃。
We feel God forsake us.
会觉得神的圣灵离开了我们。
The Holy Spirit God take away the Holy Spirit.
甚至会觉得自己失去了有得救确据的喜乐。
We feel we lost the joy of being salvation. Lost the joy of salvation.
其实不是神丢弃。
in fact, it's not God forsake us.
不是神收回了他的圣灵。
It's God. It's not God take away His.
不是神挪去了救恩。
It's not God who removed the salvation.
而是一个不清洁的心，让我们对这一切都失去了把握。
In fact, it is an unclean heart who make us lost the confidence of all this.
我们心中不踏实，甚至感觉不到。
We don't feel secure. We don't feel it.
第四个影响是失去敬拜神的真诚。
The first effect is the loss of genuine heart for the worship.
大卫在十五节说：“主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。”
In verse 15, David said, "O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise."
不清洁的心会让人无法真诚的敬拜。
Without a clean heart, you won't have a genuine worship.
我想许多参与服事的基督徒都有过这样的经验。
I think most of the people who join the cell have such experience.
比如说今天排好你当主日崇拜主席。
For example, you're the presider today.
虽然你在每一个细节上都做了尽心尽力的准备。
Even though you have been paying attention to all the details.
但你知道有一件事情该对付，你没有对付。
But you know there's only one thing you didn't deal with.
那你就整个心里就是觉得不对劲。
You don't feel right.
一个人如果有罪，长期不对付，
you have sin, you don't deal with it for a long time.
一定无法真诚的敬拜和赞美。
It's impossible for you to worship genuinely.
虽然读经、祷告、唱诗，都会觉得变得表面化。
It is all superficial. You read the Bible, pray, and sing the hymn.
所以清洁的心是很重要的。
That's why a clean heart is very important.
那么人如何？能有清洁的心呢？
How can we have a clean heart?
传统的伦理道德教导我们这个事情要靠自己。
The traditional ethic teaches it is work out by yourself.
东方和西方的哲学思想也教导我们要靠自己。
Same as the Western and Eastern philosophy.
世界各式各样的宗教还是教导我们要靠自己。
Various religions same teaches.Work out by yourself.
而大卫所写的诗篇五十一篇却有一个非常不同的想法。
David has a different idea here in Psalm 51.
他知道他的污秽是永远不可能靠自己洗干净的。
He knows he won't clean himself.
他认定了只有神能够洁净他。
He believes only God who can cleanse him.
所以在能够得洁净的事上。大卫没有任何一句话是把自己放在主动的地位。
So in terms of cleaning, David didn't put him in the leading role.
他的每一句祷告都是谦卑的把自己放在被动领受的地位。
Every prayer, he humbly put himself in the position of recipient.
他求神洁净他。
He asked the Lord to cleanse him.
特别值得注意的是他在第十节所做的祈求。
We should pay attention to his Ask in verses 10.
他说：“神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。”
Creating me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
在希伯来文旧约圣经里面，造这个字跟创世纪一章一节的创造是同一个字。
In Old Testament, the Hebrew the create is the same as the Genesis create.
在圣经中这个字只用在神身上
This word only used on God
指的是唯有神才是那个能够使无变有有那样的创造大能的
It referred to that only God who has the power to make everything out of nothing
今天科学很发达
So the science and technology is so advanced today
所以很多人开始觉得哎呀神的创造没什么了不起的
What a big deal of creation of God
那我就曾经读过一个笑话
I've read a joke
他说有一群科学家很骄傲地向上帝发出挑战。
A group of scientists challenged the Lord proudly.
他们说，凡是你能造的，我们也能造。
They said, whatever you can create, we can create too.
上帝说，是吗？
God said, is that true?
那你们就像我当初一样，用尘土造人吧。
Why don't you do the same thing as I when I first create the human being?
那科学家充满自信地说，没问题，这个我们已经会了。
They said with confidence, no problem, we can do it.
他们就随意从地上抓了一把泥土。
They immediately grab a handful of dirt.
当他们这样着手进行的时候
When they're about to do it,
上帝说等一等，好不好你们用自己的土。
God said, hold on. Why don't you use the dirt you create to do it?
在诗篇五十一篇的头九节。
In the first nine verses in Psalm 51.
大卫所祈求的都是洗涤洁净。
What David asked is cleanse pure.
但是在第十节他求神用重新创造的方式为他造一个清洁的心。
But in verse 10, he asked God to renew his pure heart by creation.
这代表他知道唯有一个彻彻底底的更新改变才能够让他里面有清洁的心。
This revealed that he knows only a complete change can bring a real new heart inside.
而这个这么根本这么大的改变只有神能做。
Only God can do such a radical, complete job.
所以基督教的信仰跟所有人所创立的宗教哲学最大的不同就是在这里。
This is the difference between the Christianity and other religion philosophy.
就像哥林多后书五章十七节所说的。
Like Second Corinthians 5:17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过。都变成新的了。
In Christ?
If anyone is in Christ?
Oh, okay. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
信耶稣不是我觉得自己还不错可以继续当家做主。
Believe in Jesus, not that you feel good about yourself.You can be a master of yourself.
只要有的时候借着耶稣帮帮忙，帮我改善一些小缺点就可以了。
You just need him help when sometimes you have some shortcomings.
信耶稣是承认靠自己不可能有一个清洁的心。
In fact, believing Jesus is that you agree you cannot have a clean heart by yourself.
愿意谦卑的接受耶稣基督做主。
You will humble to receive Jesus as your Savior.
接受他的赦免。
Receive His forgiveness.
接受他的洁净。
Receive His purifying.
接受他让我们成为新的创造。
Receive Him, He made us a new creation.
好，清洁的心唯有神能造。
Only God could create a clean heart.
那么需要有哪一些条件，神才会为我们造清洁的心呢？
Under what condition can God give us, create us a clean heart?
在诗篇五十一篇大卫的祷告当中，我们看到两个最基本的条件。
We can see two points in the Psalm verses one.
第一是认罪。
First confession.
从第一节一开始，大卫就承认自己犯了罪。
From the beginning, David confessed his sin.
大卫的认罪包括两方面。
His confession includes two parts.
第一是诚实的面对自己。
First, you honest to yourself.
第二是诚实的面对神。
Second, you honest to the Lord.
在第三节他说，我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。
In verse 3, he said, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me.
这是诚实的面对自己。
He's honest to himself.
我曾经遇到过几个犯了大错的人。
I have the chance to meet a couple of persons who have made big mistakes.
他们没有马上悔改。
They didn't want to confess immediately.
还不只是因为他们还不只是欺骗自己。
They're not fool only themselves.
不只是不肯在别人面前认错。
They don't want to confess in front of people.
更严重的是，他们到了自欺的地步。
The most worse is they fool themselves.
不肯诚实的面对自己。
They don't want to be honest to themselves.
最常见的模式就是自说自话的安慰自己。
They most likely to.Comfort themselves.
说啊，这情有可原，甚至说那并不是罪。
And make excuse and don't ever acknowledge they are the sin.
人不肯诚实的面对自己，就会继续陷在那个罪里面。
If you cannot honest yourself, you continue entangled in the sin.
就算所犯的只是一个一次性的罪行。
Even though it's just a once wrongdoing.
若是不肯诚实的面对，就永远不会得着赦免。
If you don't want to confront it, you cannot get forgiven.
更无法得到一颗新的清洁的心。
Let alone or have a clean heart.
大卫在第四节还说了一句很特别的话。
In verse 4, David said a special verse.
他下面说，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了。
Against you, only you have I sinned.
他的意思并不是要推卸责任，说啊，他只得罪神，没有得罪其他的人。
He doesn't want to, he doesn't mean to pass the blame. He only against the Lord rather than other people.
而是他有一个清楚的属灵看见。
Rather, he has a clear spiritual vision.
就是任何一个罪都是得罪神。
Anything is against God.
就算没有伤到任何人，或者是没有人知道，还是得罪神。
Even though it didn't hurt anybody, nobody knows, still against the law.
就算他是君王，没有人能够拿他怎么样，神也不会放过他。
Even though he's a king, nobody can do anything to him.
因为在神眼中，这个罪也是向神犯的，是得罪神。
In God's eyes, this thing is against God.
有的人有的时候自己心里知罪，却不肯向神认罪。
Some people know it is a sin, but they don't want to confess to God.
我讲的还不是说不肯在公开的场合向神认罪。
I don't mean they don't want to confess in the public.
而是有些人有的时候会在私下的祷告中向神认罪都不肯。
They even don't want to confess during the private prayer.
曾经有一次有一个人跟我长谈。
I have a long talk once with the people.
他就是这种情形。
He's in such case.
他知道他现在生活很不快乐，是因为他早先做了一个他明明知道神不喜悦的选择。
He knows he has an unhappy life right now because he do a wrong choice.
他知道他现在的情形是自食恶果。
He know it is like you reap you sow.
他承认他罪有应得。
He agree he deserve it.
但他又不愿意到神面前祷告认罪。
But he doesn't want to come to the Lord to confess.
他说在他心中对神有一个很复杂的情绪。
He said in his heart he has a complex emotion toward God.
他不肯谦卑，他也不甘心顺服。
He neither want to be humble nor obedient.
但是在人肯诚实面对神之前，他无法得着赦免。
Before you can come to the Lord, you cannot be forgiven.
也无法得着一颗新的清洁的心。
Let her know a clear heart.
所以第一个重要的条件是认罪。
So the first important condition you confess.
诚实的面对自己，也诚实的面对神。
Honest to yourself and honest to the God.
第二个重要的条件是悔改。
The second is repentance.
在十七节，大卫说：“神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。”
In verses 17, the David said, "The sacrifice of God are broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise."
光认罪是不够的，除了认罪，还需要悔改。
It's not enough. You only confess, but you need to repent.
有一次，有一位儿童主日学的老师问小朋友，什么叫做悔改呀？
Once a children's Sunday school teacher asked, "What is repent?"
一个小男孩很快的就举手说，悔改就是你做错之后啊，你心里难过啊， you feel sorry.
A little boy raised his hand quickly and said, "Content is you do something wrong, you feel bad."
没想到他的妹妹马上跟着举手。
Unexpectedly, his little sister raised her hand.
他说，老师，我哥哥每次抢我玩具被妈妈骂的时候，他都说 I'm sorry.
He said, whenever my brother grabbed my toy and be scolded by mother, he always said, "I'm sorry."
但是下次还是抢我的。
But if he did the same thing next time.
悔改是他需要难过到一个地步，下次再也不做了。
Repent should be that you feel so bad and to the extent that you won't do it again.
真的，圣经讲的悔改是需要有忧伤痛悔的心。
The Bible, the repent in the Bible is you need a broken and contrite heart.
悔改这个字原文的意思是转向，是转过来。
The original meaning of the repent is come back, turn back.
所以认罪是第一步。
Confess the first step.
很承认过去和现在所做的事是错的。
You admit you did wrong in the past and present.
而悔改是进一步。
And repent is the further step.
是选择改变，不再和从前一样。
You choose to change. You didn't do the same as before.
人如果没有真诚的认罪和悔改，神是不会为他造清洁的心的。
God won't create a pure heart for you unless you confess and repent.
最后，我想讲一些比较严肃的话。
Finally, I'm going to talk some serious issue.
我看大家都很专心的听到。
I saw you guys are very attentive.
这是很好的，感谢主。
Thanks God.
但是我想请每个人现在想一想。
But I want you to think it over.
今天从诗篇五十一篇，你究竟听到了什么信息是跟你个人有切身的关系？
I want you to think it over the message in Psalm 51, how it related to your daily life.
老实说，今天讲的这些道理，我想每一点都是人人都懂的。
Honestly, I know you know quite well about all this.
但这些道理我们是听了就算了，还是真的觉得神的心意是要我们今天就对所听到的信息有所回应？
Do we just listen and forget, or we really think what God's will is, want us to respond to this message?
是不是神不希望放过我们？
Is that God don't want to let us go?
需要让他圣经的话语真的在我们生活当中产生洁净的功用。
He want us to live up to all this message and to put.The purifying effect.
让我们多想一想诗篇五十一篇的背景。
I think more about the background of the Psalm chapter Psalm 51.
先是大卫的眼睛受到试探。
First David's eye was tempted.
他看到别人美貌的妻子，心中就起了贪念。
He coveted about the other people's beautiful wife.
他顺从肉体的情欲，把拔示巴找了来与他同房。
He followed the sinful nature to have somebody bring the Bathsheba to him.
等到知道拔示巴怀孕之后，他又赶紧把拔示巴的丈夫乌利亚从战场前线调回来。
When he knew Bathsheba get pregnant, he started bring his husband Uriah from the front.
他希望的是乌利亚会回家与拔示巴同房，就不会发现妻子是从大卫怀了孕。
He hoped that Bathsheba slept with Uriah slept with Bathsheba, then he can cover his adultery.
没想到乌利亚忠心耿耿。
Unexpectedly, Uriah is very devoted and loyal.
他顾念到军队的同袍还在前线打仗，他不愿意回家舒服享乐。
He concerned his other soldiers still fighting in the front. He doesn't want to go home and indulge in the comfort and pleasure.
这下大卫想不出其他的好方法。他就让乌利亚回到前线，然后设计让乌利亚在战场上被敌人杀死。
He sent Uriah back to the front and had Uriah being killed by the enemy.
今天的我们很容易清清楚楚看到大卫的罪。
Today we can see David's sin clearly.
他所行的无论是奸淫、欺骗或者是杀人，都是罪。
Whatever he did.Is it adultery, a cheating, or kill? They are all sins.
值得深思的是，他为什么会犯了一个接一个的罪？
It deserves our thinking why he committed one after another.
有意思的是，大卫显然还有一点点是非的观念。
It is very interesting. David has some idea about what is right and what is wrong.
他知道让别人的妻子怀孕是一件不名誉的事。
He knows he impregnated other people's wife is a notorious.
他不敢把道德完全扔在一边，明目张胆的任意妄为。
He don't want to put aside the immorality and do it boldly.
所以他犯这几个罪都是私底下偷偷摸摸的，没有让太多的人知道。
That's why he did it secretly, don't let too much people know it.
所以他不愿意成为众所周知的罪人。
He don't want to be a notorious person.
但他又不肯对付罪。
But he doesn't want to deal with his sin.
所以他的选择是掩饰罪。
So he chose to cover it.
结果为了掩饰一个罪，又多犯一个罪。
And he ended up with a sin after another.
从奸淫到欺骗到杀人。
From adultery to cheating and to kill.
今天我们也受到同样的试探。
We've been tempted.Today.
我们同样也有一些是非的观念。
We do have some idea about what is right and
wrong. 很多道理我们都懂。
We all know this quite well.
圣经的标准我们也知道。
We know the standard in the Bible.
我们在乎自己的形象。
We care about our image.
所以犯了罪的时候，我们也希望解决。
We want to solve it when we sin.
但是我们想解决的是什么？
What do we want to solve?
是解决罪呢，还是解决面子的问题？
To deal with the sin or deal with our image?
是对付罪呢，还是掩饰罪？
Deal with it or cover it.
今天我们犯了过错之后，如果也像大卫一样，
if we just like the beginning of David,
做错误的选择去掩饰罪而不对付罪，
we cover it, we'll not deal with it.
那么我们也就可能像他一样会越陷越深。
The consequence is we'll entangle it deeper and deeper.
这样的事情天天发生在我们周围很多人身上。
This happens in our life every day.
连在很多的教会里面也都有这样的事情。
There's a lot of case in other church.
我们不能不有所警惕。
We have to pay attention.
在大卫的例子，还好的是，当先知拿单去责备他的时候，他终于醒悟。
It is good in David's case when prophet Nathan sent to him, he came to realize.
在这边让我们不要忘了大卫是一个君王。
Don't forget David is a king.
而且是当时在武力最强大国势最强盛的君王。
He has a powerful nation and military.
我们看看以色列史或者世界史上这个君王没有几个好的。
Let's go through the history of Israel. There's not too much good king.
那些坏王不只是行恶而且是不听劝。
The bad king, they're not only they do the evil, but they're not listen.
往往去劝坏王的人，不是被打就是被杀。
People who stand to give the advice to the bad king, they always get killed or being beaten.
先知拿单去见大卫的时候，大卫不是没有权柄，一刀把他杀掉。
David, of course, had the right to kill the prophet Nathan when Nathan went to see him.
但是感谢神。
But thanks God.
当大卫意识到神在责备他的时候，他醒悟了，他悔改了。
When David realized that God admonished him, he awake up, he repent.
圣经告诉我们，大卫所犯的罪有一些必然的严重后果。
Bible tells us there's a serious consequence of David's sin.
会伤害他和他的一家。
It hurting him and his family.
这一部分神没有挪去。
God didn't remove it.
神依然彰显了他的公义。
God still demonstrates his
但是因着大卫肯真诚的悔改
But because David genuinely repents,
就像诗篇五十一篇所表达的
like I said in Psalm 51,
神悦纳了他的祷告
God accept his prayer,
神为他重新造清洁的心
create a clean heart for him,
他得以恢复与神之间美好的关系
and restore the good relationship with God.
圣经中好几处记载说神称大卫是合他心意的人。
There's more than once in the Bible said David is a man after God's own heart.
我们从大卫的身上看到合神心意的人不是完美无缺从来不犯错的人。
From David we can see that a man after God's own heart is not the one who is perfect and never sins.
而是受到神的警戒之后肯回头真诚悔改心转向神的人。
But the person after he hears the God's admonish, he would like to return and repent and give his heart toward the God.
在服侍主的这些年间，感谢神让我有机会看到一些肯听劝的人。
Thanks God, during these years of pastoring the church, I have the chance to listen to some people.
有过几个例子是神的圣灵大大的动工，行了几乎是神迹的事。
A couple of cases, God's Spirit works and make wonders.
让人有极大的勇气去坦诚面对失败，认罪悔改。
These people have the courage to confront themselves, can face their failure and confess and repent.
可惜的是，也有不少例子是人有罪不认，不对付。
Unfortunately, there's still some they don't want to confess, they don't want to deal with it.
刚刚早先讲过，有罪不对付的后果是失去平安，失去喜乐。失去有神同在的确据，失去真诚的敬拜。
Previous we were talk, if you don't deal with your sin, you're going to lose the peace, lose the joy, and lose the confidence of being with God. You lost the genuine of the worship.
这样的经历很多人都有过。
Most of people have such experience.
让我感触最深的是人在犯罪之后受到警觉之时做什么选择。
What makes me think the most is when people faint after they've been advised, being admonished, there's different consequences because of a different choice.
两种不同的选择会带来两种强烈对比的结果。
It's two different consequences.
选择回转的人恢复了平安、喜乐、神同在的确据和真诚的敬拜。
People choose to repent.They regain their peace, their joy, and being with God.
在教会当中会看到一些人生命被神更新，真的变得很不一样。
You can see in the church some people's life being changed by the God.
但是选择硬心的人却是另外一种结果。
People who choose hardened heart, they get another result.
从原先的失去是更加的往下滑。
They get worse and worse from the beginning.
离神越来越远，也越来越难以挽回。
They move farther from the God, and it's too hard to bring back.
有一些我认识的人，五年、十年、十五年、二十年过去了，至今没有回头。
I know some people, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, they never come back.
在见到他们的时候也看得出来至今没有恢复平安和喜乐。
When I see them again, you can tell they still didn't have the peace and joy.
我们教会每个月的第一个主日都会擘饼纪念主。
The first Sunday of each month we'll have the communion.
每一次的擘饼都是神给我们的一个机会。
Every communion is a chance God gives us.
让我们自我省察。
Let us examine us.
认罪悔改。
Confess and repent.
接下来我们会唱一首根据诗篇五十一篇所写的诗歌。
We'll sing a song based on the Psalm 51.
唱的时候让我们细细思想。
Let us think it over.
这是不是我们的祷告？
It is a prayer.
是否我们像大卫写这个诗的时候一样有真诚悔改的心？
Do we have the same repent heart like David when he wrote the song?
也许我们唱了一两遍之后会让大家有个人祷告的时间。
Yeah, you can have your personal prayer time after the singing song.
我们先来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing the song.
Yeah, 这首歌本来是英文的，我们先用英文来唱。但在过去这一个月当中，我们有没有一些得罪神、得罪人的地方？
do with things against the Lord, against the people.
神不要我们轻看我们任何的过犯。
God don't let us take little of all the things.
圣经说我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
God say we should be holy because you are holy.
当我们安静祷告的时候
，When we do silent prayer,
如果神光照你
，God light shone on you,
让你看到自己一些过犯
，See your sins,
甚至是一些隐而未现的过犯
，Even if it's a sin that nobody knows.
这是求神帮助我们每一位。愿意到神面前认罪和求悔改。
May God help everyone who would like to come to the Lord and repent and confess.
我们就一段安静祷告的时间。
Have a prayer of prayer, a silent prayer.
圣经说我们若说自己无罪便是自欺真理不在我们心里
Lord, it is said in the Bible if we claim to be without sin we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us
主要帮助我们能够诚实面对自己也诚实面对你
Lord, please help us to be honest to ourselves and honest to you
主我们也感谢圣经宝贵的应许
And we thanks for the promise in the Bible
说我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
If we confess our sin He is faithful and just and will forgive our sin and deliver us from all unrighteousness
主我们为耶稣基督的宝血感谢
We thank for the precious blood Jesus
知道耶稣的宝血是永远有功效的
We know that he has always maintained our effect.
只要我们肯承认的过犯，他都能洁净。
Unless we can confess our sin, he will purify.
主啊，但是恳求你祝福我们在这边的每一位。
Lord, please bless everybody here.
还没有正式接受主的人，愿意让你来在他们心中做新的创造。
For those unbelievers.They would like to receive you. Please work in their heart.
让他们能够成为新造的人。
Make them a new creation.
对我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹来说。
To the believers.
所以让我们常常经历生命的更新。
Let us experience the renewal of the spirit.
让我们能够时时活在平安喜乐当中。
Let us live in a peaceful and joyful life.
特别是我们要来领这个饼和这个杯的时
候
主啊你帮助我们使心中对付透彻对付清楚
you help us to deal with completely and entirely the heart.
让我们守洁心清的来擘饼纪念主
Let us come to remember you in clear heart and hand
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name
我们请服侍饼杯的同工到前面来
People who serve the cups and bread, please come to the front.